Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Nah, we gotta lay cool.
You tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one?
Forget that.
Forget that. Who number one?
Somebody sent me something on my phone and said that I hog-tied her. I don't know how to hog-tie people. What would I hog-tie?
Yo. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy back in the building. Forget That Yo Radio episode 224. Kicking the door, waving the fofo. You already know what we here for. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is. A.k.a. the Principal Conda, a.k.a. Litty Hernandez, a.k.a. Litty Rodriguez, a.k.a. What was I about to say? Your girl dropped me out. That's crazy.
Because that shit is fire.
A.k.a. Snitchy Snitchington, a.k.a. the Brown Skin Prince Hakeem with no semi solo ho, a.k.a. Donut Juice.
Donut Juice.
A.k.a. I only end up in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone. What more do you want from me? Dang, why'd I play the role? I'm messing all up today, dog.
Yo, see? See? It was funny last week when I fucked up.
Man, I'm just going to gracefully bow out right now. But we're here, though.
All right. It's your boy Stone, Cripple for Grip Up, Co-Rip. A.K.A. Stone Elsa Reblay, A.K.A. your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped off. A.K.A. A Boo Boo, you looking at a bad nigga. A.K.A. Filthy Rodriguez. A.K.A. Dirty Sanchez. A.K.A. Daryl Sweet
Bastard.
This meat is good. A.K.A. I was just fucking them girls. I was going to get right back.
Ooh.
A.K.A. Slapbox 2 minutes at a time. A.K.A. if your name ain't YKK, then get off my dick.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Stephen A., because I got a Smith that'll push your wig back. Let's get it.
You got that Smith and Wessie.
A.K.A. I can get the box on the low.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Dreezy.
Oh, man. A.K.A. I can't get the box on the low. But I see you walking in the rain. Hold the hands and I will never be the same. All right?
Hey, my first thought was to pull a Rambo, run up on both of you and flat blast you.
Flat blast you. He probably had a musket the way he was talking.
Yo, like the way he was talking. He's a pimp. Yo, nigga had a .32 tucked in his boot or some shit.
Ooh, and that boot bizzle. Hey, man, we out here. Y'all know where to find us. ForgetThatYo.com, at ForgetThatYo on Instagrams, at ForgetThatYo on Twitters, a.k.a. Why would I about to say that again? Just, you know what I'm saying? Send us a voicemail. Speaking of voicemails, we got hella voicemails. Yo, Baylor the Great went off, man. They was just coming in back to back to back, man, like a Drake album.
Are they different? Are just continuous emails.
Well, they got different titles for each one.
Okay.
So I hit him up on Twitter. I was like, "Hey, man, you get it in, huh?" He was like, "I'm in my bag." So with that being said, I figure. Well, first, what you did anything this weekend? Anything go down?
All right, man. So. I don't know what's wrong with black people, son. Like, the job I do is not a surprising thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't order a fucking appliance to go in somebody's house and try to surprise them with it.
Whoa, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, son. Especially, so this day, we got a deep freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you already got a deep freezer, that means it's hella full.
Yep.
And that shit is mad froze, son.
Yep.
So surprising your parents with the deep freezer is not a good thing for me. Because that means when I get to the house, they got to unload this motherfucker, right?
Yeah.
So get to the crib. She's like, okay, we're bringing it through the back. So now I got to pull this shit through the grass, get around to the back of the house. It's going right in this room. I'm like, word. Cool. She's like, oh, y'all got to get the other one. Here's the problem. The other one's full of shit. It's in another room in a little ass closet tucked off in a corner next to the washer and dryer. So I got to move both these motherfuckers, washers and dryer, to get the fucking deep freezer out.
Mm.
After they take an hour and a half to empty this son of a bitch. If you old motherfuckers don't get the moving, son, like, yo, dog, I was so frustrated in this house, man. Like, it was... First of all, why you got this shit tucked in the corner, son?
Yeah.
In like the living room, my nigga. It ain't even like in the corner near some shit. This shit's in the living room. I'm like, yo, your house is dumb.
Yeah, right? Dumb.
The way you got this shit set up, yo, your house is dumb. Like, come on, man. Y'all niggas, yo, that shit, I was so mad, man. And lady, yo, she was being so nice because she knew, she could see I was frustrated as fuck on my face, dog. I was like, yo, man. I hate you people.
Wait, was it full of ice still?
No, it was full of frozen food.
Mm.
I'm talking about a deep freezer, my nigga, not a refrigerator. I'm talking about a deep freezer.
So they wanted y'all to transport the meats into the new one?
Nah, for some reason, everybody that emptied their deep freezer put all they meat in clothes hampers.
Oh, so they already had it in the clothes hampers?
No, they had to go get them and then take the shit out of it.
Oh.
While I'm sitting here looking at them, like, I'm looking at them, but I'm also looking around their house for shit I'm going to knock over because I'm mad.
I'm at...
Hate niggas, man. That's all I got. That's all I got.
So y'all got it in there, y'all took the new one? I mean the old one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to take the old one up out of there, man. And then, see, and this is the thing that make me mad the most, right? So, I shouldn't have to move your washer and dryer to get some shit.
Yeah.
So, when we move it, we put it back. And this bitch talking about turn it on and make sure it still work. If you don't get the fuck out of my face, like, for real, yo, I'll splash on you, B.
I'll splash on you. What splash on you mean? You gonna pee on them?
Maybe.
Dang, you nasty cook.
I might be in my R. Kelly back.
Yo, when you said you don't just order a deep freezer, you don't just surprise your people with a deep freezer. I thought it was gonna be like y'all was gonna pull up and the dude was like, yeah, you just take it in, and then y'all was headed in, and then some old white folks is in there like, there's some niggas trying to break in.
Oh.
So this went a whole different way than I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't, yo, you need some therapy, my nigga.
Yeah, man. This weekend, what I did, Dominican Lou was in town.
Dominican.
Went on a cruise. And then when he came back, he was here for 2 days.
Right.
So we went to downtown Disney. With it was me, Jose, Dominican Lou.
Y'all niggas is 30 years old, son.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Y'all went to Disney World?
Downtown Disney.
I don't know the difference.
One's called Disney World and one's called Downtown Disney.
Okay, what happens at Downtown Disney?
Well, Downtown Disney, they got nightclubs. They got
stores. All right. I mean, one of y'all niggas Bag of Princess, my nigga?
Bag of Princess? Those are at Disney World.
Yo, but Downtown Disney might make some Downtown Disney princesses.
We did Bag of Princess like somebody bagged your bags.
Yo, that was
bagged your cooler.
It was because of Jose Pants, wasn't it?
Did you ever find out who bagged your cooler?
Those motherfuckers. It's my goddamn cooler, man.
Yeah, you think they still got the cooler?
Hell yeah, I needed that water too, man.
It was me, Jose, Dominican Lou, and his other half. We was down there at Downtown Disney, walking around. We got some, there's this cupcake shop down there called Sprinkles.
Yeah.
And the line was crazy, but it had a cupcake ATM. And the line was shorter on the ATM, but they had a limited supply. So I just wanted to see why the line was so crazy. So we went up there to the, they said the one they had in D.C. was trash. So I was like, all right, let's see what we're working with here because this line is crazy. But they said the line was crazy there. So I was like, okay, might be the same recipe.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying, hit the ATM up. $5 a cupcake, dog.
$5?
Yeah.
American?
Yeah. Yeah, no yen, nothing.
Damn.
It was like $5.50 a cupcake. Plus tax.
This better be a fire cut. Nigga, how you going to charge tax on a vending machine, my nigga?
You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't doing nothing. So
this cupcake better be fire.
I got, you know what I'm saying, had to try two just in case one was super trash. So I got like the vanilla joint because you can't go wrong with a vanilla.
Can't go wrong with that.
And then I went a little extravagant and got a red velvet joint.
Oh, red velvet's a staple.
Yeah, so cupcakes is mad mediocre, B.
Ah, you motherfuckers.
$5.50 for mediocre.
Yo, man, come on, man. Yo, if you got the audacity to throw your shit in the vending machine, it got to be spectacular, dog.
Yeah. But it wasn't like a real vending machine. It was like a connected to the store.
Yeah.
And it showed you like the inside where they put them in the slots.
Yo, so, all right. So when you say that, this is what I picture, right?
Uh-huh.
You hit a button for the cupcake you want. And then somebody in the store yell out, "Which one you want?" And then open the back and just shove a cupcake through that.
No, it was more like an ATM machine. So you put your card in and it shows you the screen. You pick the cupcake and then it shows like another little screen where it shows the back where they put it in the slot and then it grabs it and then it puts it on the thing and the little window comes up and it gives you the cupcake.
Okay.
So man, but it was man, yo, people making a killing because every day the line is out the damn door and the cupcakes is mad mediocre. But it's mad mediocre. That's what I don't understand.
Dog, that's once some shit catch on, it's just what it is now.
That's crazy.
You know, I'm like, nigga, how do you make a cupcake delicious?
Oh, Yum Yum Truck did, man.
You know what I'm saying? For mass production like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you mass produce it, a step got to be missed to keep these motherfuckers coming, man. So the recipe loses a little something.
Mm.
But, so, y'all put a couple of videos up. Right?
Yeah. Right?
So, y'all got the presidential treatment in the trophy room, son.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, yo, this is wild, B. What's happening?
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, for real, right?
You know what I'm saying? We roll up the trophy room and we walk in and we get a standing ovation. I'm like, what's going on?
You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking to myself, this is dope, but nigga, why?
I'm like, what more? I like, can y'all like not clap as long? Because what am I supposed to do?
Yo, like, your face turned to, like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, like, all right. All right. Yeah, okay. I did it. Can we
that
stop
was good. That? Okay, I just came to see my homeboy. That's all.
Yeah. Because I see Jose called, like, ahead of, before we got in the store. I'm like, what is this dude doing? But I wasn't thinking nothing about no standing O. I thought he was just trying to make sure the store was clean.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we went up in trophy room. Jose gave us a tour of the back, the stock room and everything.
All right, that's what's up.
Yo, they got a bidet in their bathroom, dog.
Did you use it?
Nah.
Son, you gotta use it, son.
Yo, they all lied. All the employees lied. I was like, which one of y'all used it? What it feel like? No, I ain't never used it. Y'all lying. Somebody used it.
Nigga, you look like you lay wet in your booty hole.
You
nigga.
Know what I'm saying? Hey. None of y'all used the bidet in here.
Mm-hmm. Yo. All right, now look. I gotta do this, right?
Yeah.
I know that's your man, 50 grand pots and pans, son. I can see the shit in his pockets, B.
Hey, man, he converted over, dog.
Yo, I can see this shit in his pockets, man. Like, yo, that nigga has a Jordan emblem on his screensaver. That's how tight them shorts was, me. I was like, yo, what's up with this nigga's pants?
No, he be calling our pants too big.
What? Oh, man.
I'm like, dog, I'm not supposed to see my veins through my pants and my legs,
I can see the hair on this nigga's legs, B.
Like, how is that comfortable?
When I seen the bulges in his pockets, I was like, yo, that nigga got $17 in his pockets right now. His J's look like Tim's, B. Like, yo, them pants is small.
Like, you know he got a wiggle in them joints.
Yo, you know the videos the girls put when they be pulling their pants up over their ass, when they jumping up and down and shit?
Yeah.
That's your man, son.
He got to get up an extra 5 minutes to wiggle into his jeans.
He said wiggle.
That's what I'm going to say next time we clown at each other. I'm like, yeah, that's why you wiggle into your jeans, B.
You wiggle into your jeans.
You don't wiggle? Show me. Show me you ain't wiggle into your jeans.
Show me your wiggle. Like, oh, you acting like you don't peel the motherfuckers off at night.
Yeah, man. So after we left there, we went to, they got a Coca-Cola factory there. Not a factory, but like a store.
Yeah.
And the bottom is just all shop and just mad Coca-Cola products. I don't know why people want to buy Coca-Cola stuff, but hey.
So is the trophy room in downtown Disney?
Yeah.
Okay.
So upstairs is where you can buy like drinks and everything. So they had a international Coca-Cola drink sampler. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw that video too.
Yeah. So they had like, what was it, 22 Coca-Colas from around the world.
I feel like they shouldn't be different. Like Coke got a recipe, right?
But, you know, like everything different, like the candy and everything. Like Kit Kat got like 90 flavors we ain't got here.
Yeah, and yo, the Fanta here is way different than the Fanta in Germany.
That's crazy. I think I know why that is, though, now.
What? Okay, so tell me about the Coca-Cola experience. Okay.
So, for the most part, the Coca-Colas around the world are trash. The worst one, I forgot where it's from. I said it in the video, but it's called the Beverly.
Was that the Uganda joint?
It probably was Uganda. Yo, it tastes like cough syrup.
Mmm.
Yo, I lost all bearing when I, you know, like when somebody put the sniffing salt to your nose.
Yeah.
That's how the Beverly make you jump.
Damn.
Yo, we all hated that one. That joint is terrible. But then it had some like smooth joint. Now I know y'all gonna say, how can that taste good? But it was like a green tea Fresca, but it tasted like perfume.
What?
Yeah, it had like a perfume like taste to it. But it was, you know what I'm saying, jamming on the one.
All right.
It made you feel mad classy when you took a swig of it.
Nigga said mad classy, B.
So, but a lot of them taste kind of watered down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can get the just regular Coke joints, or you can get the international with the floats. I was going to get the floats, but you know what I'm saying, the ice cream would have had me in the toilet.
Seriously.
So they had you can get the Cokes with alcohol in it. They had those samplers.
Word, damn.
And then there are some the young white woman behind me. And she was like, so what kind of alcohol are in those? I said, these ain't no alcohol in the shop. Mm. And she was like, no alcohol. Why not?
The fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. I was like, because I don't need it. She was like, but it, I was like, what you need it for? She said, it gets me loose. I said, I'm loose now. I'm talking to you like nothing. What's up?
Did you get in her bag?
Got in her bag. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you over there fumbling on your words, and I'm loose talking to you sober. What's good? And she was like, you're right. Yeah. Then she started going into her drunk rampage, talking about, I want to see Harry Potter. We're out here visiting. And I'm like, oh, yeah, so you a Harry Potter fan? Yo, they got the butter beers and all that out there. You got to go to Harry Potter. Then she was like, I know, but my homegirl don't want to go. She ain't into that. I'm like, yo, if you take a vacation all the way here and you a huge Harry Potter fan, how well, your friend don't want to support? You know what I'm saying?
For real, yo, you got to go see that.
Like, all you got to do is go in there and walk around with her.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. I was like, so then you just got to go by yourself. No. So, well, then you ain't really Harry Potter.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this shit ain't real.
You know what I'm saying? You don't come all the way. That's like when we went, when we was fighting the war and we went to Cyprus. How we not going to go downtown? Even though we wasn't supposed to, we would have got kicked out if we got caught.
Damn.
But when is the next time you going to be on the island of Cyprus?
You know what I'm saying? Yo, niggas don't go to Cyprus, B.
You know what I'm saying? You know it's controlled by the mob. And you got to watch yourself. And Jay-Z and all them party out there. Diddy, like, they can all go out there. Nobody else is going out there. You think since we here, we ain't gonna go down there?
Oh, we definitely going.
Yeah, we definitely going. And we went. How many people could say we party downtown in Cyprus? All
Cyprus.
You know what I'm saying?
How many people know where Cyprus is at?
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, man. Then we went to the next day we went to this what'd you call it? This seafood joint, right? Now, I was going to tell them about Hot and Juicy. Because that's like a... You been to Hot and Juicy before?
No, that's not like a strip club that I want to go to.
That's like a, you know what I'm saying, a staple seafood joint out here. But nobody asked me about, you know what I'm saying, where to go.
Oh, so, and that's that. This is in Orlando, right?
Yeah. So he finds this bootleg seafood spot.
This nigga said bootleg seafood spot. Yeah. Yo, that's like somebody's van.
Yeah. And it looked mad suspect, so I was like, this is going to be good. Because the girl was like, did you look at the Yelp reviews? And he was like, yeah. And she was like, so what did they say in there? He didn't know. It's like, see, you ain't looking at the Yelp reviews. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. So if the food is bad in here, we're going to get a show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But it turned out the food was pretty good. It's decent.
I don't doubt.
But I'm not a seafood connoisseur, so I just got me a po' boy and some fries. You know what I'm saying? Some hush puppies.
A shrimp po' boy?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep it above water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, below water, but you know.
Below water, but yeah. nothing fancy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they got like 900 oysters. Do you eat oysters?
Fuck no.
Yo, now this book had the oysters sounding mad suspect to me, right? All right, when they gave him the bucket of oysters.
Mm-hmm.
They put about 16 pounds of salt on it.
Mm-hmm.
They put, what's the other sauce they put on there? Some other sauce. They put about, they dressed this thing up, right?
Yeah.
So, but I finally got the nerve to try a piece. So, like, let me just get half of one. They found the smallest one, gave it to me. They said, hold up. We got to dress it up first. Wait a minute. I just washed y'all for 5 minutes.
Yo, these raw oysters?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So you just put 700 pounds of salt on these oysters. What more do you need?
What, you know what I'm saying? Like, how much more you need to put on this bitch, man?
You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm scared. Like, yo, if you did that and you still got to do all this just to eat it.
Put some extra shit on here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the outside. Now, let me dress up the inside. You know what I'm saying?
If you don't do it again, it ain't going to taste good. Wait a minute. So
I just think it ain't gonna taste good, dude.
Yeah. You know? So it was trash, like I thought it would be.
Yeah, you should have said forget that, yo.
Yeah, I should have just tossed it across the room, but luckily my blood pressure, luckily I didn't have a heart attack.
From all that salt.
Dog, you should have seen, dog, the salt was flowing like a river.
That nigga said he had a bucket of it.
Yo. They was killing them joints, though.
Hell no. Nah.
Yeah, man. So that was the weekend. This weekend going to be Lady Hernandez, too.
Where you going? Is this Arizona?
No, nah, this is the Jose. Oh. There's some dude that work. He like, he does something to Apple. Jose introduced us to him because he was at out there, too. Mm. And he in a wheelchair. And but he know like everybody. He got to hook up to everything. Like he got them floor seats to Jay-Z concert.
Yo,
the dude with him. What up,
my nigga? It has come to my attention that niggas in wheelchairs get busy, son.
Oh, word.
Like straight, yo, like no, Joey.
Uh huh.
Yo, Joey, life is amazing, my nigga. That nigga's in a wheelchair.
He says amazing day.
Yo, that nigga live in a $4,000 apartment.
Day.
Yo, that nigga's life is amazing.
Is it amazing? Nah, this dude. Oh, the dude with dude in the wheelchair like runs Magic Kingdom.
God damn.
So Jose was like, "Yeah, he giving us tickets to the Travis Scott concert. You know what I'm saying? Wherever we want to sit." And I'm like, I'm not a Travis Scott fan, but it's free.
Can I sit at home?
Yo, I was like, he was like, we can sit anywhere. I was like, I want to sit in that the suite where they got the food set up.
Yeah,
and you could just eat.
And can I get some cable in there so I can watch some other shit?
Yeah, get the TVs. We can put basketball on. You know what I'm saying? I'm just here for the food.
Hell yeah.
So hopefully he came through with the suite with the, because I remember my boy was, they was talking to like Interscope Records or something, and they gave him a suite to a Magic game, and I went out there with them, and they had a chef back there just cutting up the prime rib and everything, and I'm like, I don't even remember who won the game.
You gotta get busy though.
Yeah. Like that's what I need in this one.
Yo, man, I'm gonna have to come out there, man.
Yeah, sir.
I think my one of the Wyndham hotels is out there in Orlando, son. I'm about to come use my points for a couple of days or something.
Uh-oh, we got the points out there. What, that's kind of, that's a hookup you got?
From that my timeshare shit.
Oh, word. Okay.
Yeah, I think they got a couple of spots in Orlando.
Oh, word. I feel. Yeah, man. So that was the weekend.
Yes, that's the shit that we did. Now, what happened in the world, nigga?
Oh yeah. Did you see? I went down to 199.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, 199.3, but you know,
it was point two. It was point two.
Same thing.
Nah. Gave him
same,
point.
Same.
Give him my point.
Same, but different, but still same.
Oh, we got to get through these voice missiles.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
All right, so let's hold on. Let me stop this background music.
Which one's first? You gonna do all Ron LaRon, or are we gonna go Hey Brit?
Let's do Brits first, since Ron LaRon got 68 of them.
And you know Brit, man, she always is hostile for some reason.
All right, here we go. Why did it be loading so long?
Oh. Forget that, yo. It's Brit Renee. Brit.
Hey, Brit.
Irk my life.
Oh, again.
I swear, like, every time I listen to a show, you guys get my blood pressure up at some point. Let me go back to the last show. How in the world do you not like Uptown Funk? Or Bruno Mars? Now, don't get me wrong, because when Bruno first came out, I wasn't with it. I wasn't feeling it, whatever. But now that he's kind of gotten into his groove and you can see some of his talent, like, he's talented. And his last album was fire.
Fire.
So, I don't know. You need to get that straightened out.
Nigga,
wait, you agreeing?
You
agreeing?
Nigga, she talking to you. Bruno Mars is amazing.
Yo, Bruno Mars trash.
You fucking crazy.
All he does is bite off all the old music from our R&B 90s.
Nigga, that's when it was good.
Exactly. Why don't he make his own new music?
He don't have to because he good at what he do.
Yeah, I could be good at what I do too if I just bite off Bobby Brown and all them and do what they did and just in nigga, this time era.
Nigga, you can't sing.
All his music sound the same. Exact same song. Over and over.
Good. It all sounds good.
You just like little light-skinned midgets.
That shouldn't have made me laugh, but it did.
All right, we're going to continue.
And y'all forgot some important songs on these lists of songs black and white people like. Y'all forgot Skilo, I Wish.
Oh, yeah.
Car Wash.
No.
No.
Rapper's Delight.
Yeah.
And honorable mention, let's do Mace Feels So Good. I don't know about you, but I know lots of white people that like all those songs.
I never seen one white person dance to Mace Feels So Good.
Yeah, me neither.
They can't even keep the rhythm to that song.
Yeah, no.
That mug hit too. Boom, 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 ba-da-da-ding, boom, boom, boom. Boy, they be in there having a goddamn seizure trying to keep up.
Oh,
to that
you
beat.
Know what that is? That I think that beat is Hollywood Grooving. That's a song from the 70s.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of. Where she?
No,
where
no.
She
not Hollywood Grooving. Hollywood Swinging.
There where she go. Say? Idaho?
I don't know. We have never figured it out. Hey, Brit, where you at?
She told me one time, I think it was like Idaho or New Hampshire.
What?
Yep. All right, here we go.
And to go back to your shows, it's definitely Bernie Mac over Steve Harvey. That's not even
my name.
Negotiable. That's not, there's no hesitation on that whatsoever. Definitely Wayne's Brothers over Parker's.
Yes.
And definitely Cosby Show over Fresh Prince.
Cosby Show over Fresh Prince.
You goddamn right.
Both of y'all crazy. Bernie Mac don't even go over Steve Harvey Show. Steve Harvey had Bullethead.
Come on, man.
Romeo.
We already did this.
Man, whatever, man. Both of y'all be tripping, man.
We already did this.
Yo, over Wayans Brothers. Just the intro alone. We're happy.
Oh, she said the Wayans over the Parkers.
Oh, what was it? What was the last one? Oh, for over Fresh Prince. Now this is a story y'all about. Come on, son.
Your rage is uncontrollable.
How about that French about that? I call ballet. And y'all giving it to Rapey Cosby? Man, y'all crazy. Bill Cosby ain't over no Fresh Prince.
Yes.
Nuts. I don't know why, because y'all just couldn't dress fresh like the Fresh Prince. Y'all mad still.
Most of the other ones I agreed with, but yeah. And you need to get your boy Kells out here having meltdowns. And actually, you know what? I'm glad he had a meltdown, because these memes, oh my God. If you have a bad day, you need to find just any R. Kelly mashup meme, whatever. Oh my God, they have me in tears. But you need to get him and his followers. I don't know, where are all these followers getting all this money from? They paid his child support. They paid his bail the first time. They want to help pay a bill or two, because
you know what I'm saying. Yeah, I hate getting money.
And lastly, Michael Jackson. I'm gonna just say this because I know I've already said some stuff. I've already like kind of gone off on Instagram about this, but I'm sorry. People who believe in, especially Robson, come on now. But now they want to dig up his body and do a DNA test because of these accusations. First of all, he's been dead for 10 years. Second of all, those accusations happened decades ago. And third, you mean to tell me in that 10-year FBI investigation, not one person thought, we should DNA test him. We should run some DNA tests. What are you going to get now that you couldn't have got back then? Like, now, you ain't going to get nothing. But you want to tarnish this man's legacy, embarrass him. Basically, pardon my French, you want to fuck him while he's dead. Like, I get so worked up just because it's so. I need more receipts. I need receipts from other sources before I believe that stuff, because these two took back their accusations and said it was false. And I already put my list out there for you, Robson and his background, and nah. So get your peoples, get your followings, because I'm pretty sure from what I've heard from you guys, y'all think he's guilty and all that other stuff. Go do some research first and find some other receipts. But anyway, that's it. I'm done. Peace. And one more thing. BTG, I am nice. They know I'm joking. But you know me personally. In the words of Jennifer Lewis, don't fuck with me.
Dang, that didn't sound too nice at the end.
Yeah, nah, man. And yo, I listened to the last show, man. We ain't say nothing about him being guilty.
I think we did a little bit.
No, we was like, this is some bullshit.
But I think
these niggas lying, son.
When I think about it now, he mad guilty. Hell no. Cause yo, you a grown man sleeping with little kids. I mean, that's all the receipts I need.
Oh, that's all the way wrong, but
you guilty.
Jacking off in the corner, I don't believe none of that.
Because look, first it starts off with sleeping with a bunch of little kids in the bed. There's only one way to go from there.
Up.
You gotta start experimenting.
Up in some ass.
Yep, because you get, you know what I'm saying, no. You bored.
No, man, I don't believe none of that shit.
Yeah.
I don't believe none of that shit.
A couple years later, would have had one of that propofol.
Oh shit. Yo, thank you. Thank you, Brit.
Hey, thank you for the clear voicemails too. Your voice was mad clear.
Yeah, her shit always be fire though.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't have a wind in the back, little kids running around, airplanes. Hey,
listening to NWA and shit.
At the club. All right, we're gonna jump into let's see. BTG is called Equal Tights.
Ron LaRon.
Ron LaReezy, the Beezy.
Forget that, yo. So y'all talking about old boy that he forfeited the match because he didn't want to fight the girl. I would have whooped her ass. This is the thing. You have to teach people shit. You have to teach people. Like, I'm more on the Malcolm shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, because people don't listen. And when they don't listen, they don't learn. You got to start slapping people in the back of their head. And when you slap them, you got to curve it. So take your right hand right now. Tilt it to the right just a little bit, like a 30 degree. I don't even know math like that. But you tilt it, and then you slap them, and you get the hook in the back of their head. And if they don't have a hook, then you just got to, like, sideways slap them. So it'll be like splat. Because people don't learn. You got the chick that's playing football. I'm cool with all this, but everything shouldn't be equal. You want to know why? Because a 230-pound running back gonna smack the dog shit out of her. Me too.
Yes.
Movement.
Yes.
Okay. On a wrestling mat. Yo, I don't know. I ain't seen the story. I just heard it from y'all. So I don't know what level this is. So forgive me for my ignorance. But what if the girl got body though? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if she a bad one? Now you risking a Me Too movement. I'm whooping her ass. I'm talking about stunners everywhere. Hell yeah. Soon as they, and the cool part about it, I'm kicking her right in the vagina. Do they give her a cup? I think they do give her a cup. Cause we had a when my son played football, the last year he played, we had a girl on the team, and she was rough. I don't know if she had it, and that's none of my business or whatever, but we need to find that out if they wear cups, because, and I know they don't make, like, women cups, you know, but I think they do wear cups, because you still got to have some type of protection or whatever. I think you still got to wear a cup. Matter of fact, I'm going to go back and see if we did cup checker. You know, you got to do the cup check. I would have whooped her ass. Oh, man, I would have whooped her ass. I would have been... What did they used to call them? The goddamn suplex? I would have suplexed her ass all over the goddamn mat. You want to know why? Because she's in, like, that. This is why I don't know if we'll see it within the next 20, 30 years. But don't bring no women basketball players into the NBA. Don't do that. We're going to set picks. They're going to set screens so hard. That shit hurt. And women bodies are not built for that. So if they not built for basketball, if they not built to be in any other sport, hell, y'all can't even play against each other in tennis and shit. We'll whoop y'all ass in that. And I'm just saying, everything shouldn't be equal because it's just too physical. I don't want y'all to get hurt. But you step in that ring, I'm going to whoop your ass. Yeah, these motherfuckers. All right. Forget that, yo.
Dang, he ain't giving no slack, huh?
For real, yeah.
Yeah, I think vagina kicks do hurt.
They got to. I would say about the vagina cup, though, I don't think they make that because the vagina's kind of tucked in. You know what I'm saying? You got to get through a lot of thigh meat to get to the vagina. But if they did make a vagina cup, would it have a camel toe?
Really? That's what you're doing?
Hey, this is the way my mind works.
I think it would, so they could differentiate between the male and woman cups.
No, you could tell the goddamn difference.
You know, then why you need the camel toe then?
Because that's what happened to vaginas.
But it ain't gonna be custom to each vagina.
It might be. No. I don't want a variation of camel toe. I just want the camel toe cup to let me know that okay, she got one on, or maybe she has a huge vagina.
That don't make no sense at all.
One of them Christina Milians.
That'd be called a pervert cup. How you know Christina Milian got a cup?
Let me find this picture and I'm going to send it to you. That thing is enormous, my nigga.
That's why the dream left her?
Yeah, nobody wants all that pressure, son.
Yeah, man, I think vagina kicks hurt, dog. Just not. I don't know if it hurts as the balls kicks. No.
It don't hurt. It don't hurt nearly that much.
Oh, yeah, because they got the inside, the ovaries.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it got to hurt a little bit, but not debilitating.
Oh, I see. Yeah, man. We got to figure that out, man.
Camel toes.
Camel toe gang. Now I see why I said equal tights. Get it?
Yeah, I got you.
The next one ba-dum. From BTG, Fed's watching. Fed's watching.
They is watching.
Here we go.
Look, man, I'm looking at y'all bracket. I ain't looking at it, but I'm listening to the show. Y'all talking about the bracket or whatever. Fuck y'all bracket.
Damn.
Everything about that goddamn bracket. How you not have a different world on it? How you not have that on there?
We had it on there.
I'm mad. Pay attention. I didn't even post a cuss on Thursdays. Whatever. So, look, let me tell y'all about went to the homegirl party or whatever. Went to the little karaoke joint. Everybody got lit or whatever, eating Korean food. It was a Korean spot. And so on and so on. They decided they wanted to go to a hookah spot. I'm like, whatever. I don't smoke hookah, but I'll roll. Might be some bad ones up in here. So we roll. They said it was like an hour, 2 hour wait to get up in that joint. I'm like, nah, let's go to this bar over here. So we go to the bar. It's a Hispanic bar in Hacienda Heights. Hacienda Heights, it's a lot of Hispanics over there. Cholos and shit like that, Paisas.
Yeah, Hacienda.
Get in there. They playing the joints, though. They playing the black people joints or whatever. And shout out to the DJ because he catered to us. And we got everybody else up and dancing. Then we decided to bump into this Korean guy. He's kind of hippie-ish. I'm just gonna say Asian because I don't even know if he was Korean. Could have been something else, but he had some of that devil's lettuce, you know what I'm saying? Some of that you know, some of that Alibaba. Did I partake in the festivity? Maybe. All I know is that when I got on the freeway on the way home, we were about 20 minutes away from the house. My wife went to Jack in the Crack, right? And I'm like,
oh, hell yeah, Jack
and
Crack.
We're on a keto diet, so we're not supposed to eat no carbs, no sugar, no nothing like that, right? She like, man, I really want a taco right now. And those was the go-to joints back in the day, you know what I'm saying? You leave the club, we go straight to Jack and the Crack or Fatburger. Fatburger, we didn't have Fatburger money back in the day, though. And Jack and the Crack, you get two tacos for $1.
And
now they got
them shits is terrible.
Hell yeah.
You know, I got to get all fancy and get the two matcha tacos while she get the two regular tacos. Or whatever. But prior to that, we on the freeway floating. And she like, yo, I want some tacos. And I'm like, we can't go to Jack in the Crack because we can't eat the shells. For some reason, I just kept laughing at that shit. And I'm to the point where, you know when you laugh so hard you cry? Yeah, that's it was one of those cries. I haven't laughed like that in so long. And I don't know why I was laughing. Speculation, some people may think I was high. So
yeah, yeah.
After we get the tacos, we pull onto a street not too far away from our house. We see the feds. The feds is driving around. They looking at people's license plates and shit, like running the plates. They get behind us. My wife usually gets our license plates blocked, but she never got the Jeep blocked. Now, my car is blocked, but the Jeep is not blocked. I didn't find that out until later. I'm like, yo, these niggas can't touch us. I'm like in belly, running red lights, all kind of shit. These niggas can't stop me. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, you got the plates blocked and everything? She was like, nah, I ain't got the plates blocked. Nigga, I grabbed the taco bag and threw it at her and said, hide it. Hide the tacos. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why. What did we learn here, creative bully? Stone, what did we all learn here? Don't get on
it. It existed.
Don't get on the keto diet.
I don't know how that's what we learned.
So are we saying the keto diet is drugs now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he need to get off that keto with that one. What did we learn here? Don't get on the keto diet. Yo, everybody trying to get on the keto now.
Yeah, that shit is everywhere.
Yo, why don't y'all just work out? How about that? How about that? It's just as effective as the keto diet.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all wilding out in these streets. All right, the last one for BTG is called I'm Sorry. He better be apologizing for the different world being on the bracket.
Yeah, for real.
All right, my bad. I just finished listening to the rest of the show, and I heard a different world. Disregard half of that second message at the beginning of it. I just talked to my wife, and I was yelling and stuff like that, and she told me to call you guys back and apologize. So I'm apologizing on behalf of my A Different World rage. I'm not this, just think about it. Think about it. Why would I sit up there and yell at you for something that I yelled at y'all before? You understand? This is stupid. This is stupid. Think about it. I apologize. I'm fighting for my life.
Yo, wait a minute. How do you go on a rampage in the middle of a bracket? Like, you don't even finish the segment.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't finished the whole thing, dog.
Yo, you got a whole bracket. He here. Four shows, cut it off.
These niggas is bullshit. Different world should have been first.
Yeah. That wasn't the first name I heard. Nope, we gotta get on them. Oh, man. Yo, I had my man Prentice was like, yo, I got this dude here who can send you a drop, whatever. All right, send me a drop. Tell me why 9 drops later, he still ain't say forget that, yo, right?
Oh, nigga, no.
Dog, I sent...
Wait, he didn't say it right?
Yeah, the dude ain't say it right.
Nigga, how was he saying it?
First, he said, forget that, yo. He said just like that, forget that. Emphasized it. I'm like, it's not that. I sent them an example, dog. I broke it down. Forget that. Yo, 7 drops later, I said, you know what? We're going to rock with this one. I gave up, dog.
Yeah, I feel like this is as good as it's gonna get,
man. Yeah, like, I don't know what else to do, man. I'm lost at this point. Yo, shout out to my man BTG and Brit for the voicemails.
Hell yeah, always represent.
Bruno Mars always gonna be mediocre.
Watch yourself, nigga.
Yo, R. Kelly, man, I gotta get into this hog tie, dog.
Hold on, people.
Hold on, people. Yo, get your boy, dog.
It's fucking stupid.
Nobody coaches, dude.
Yo, man. Like, look, I was looking for
the entire interview. I could never find it. I could never find the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Now they giving me bits and pieces of greatness. I'm like, okay, I'll take it. I'll take it this way. Hold on.
Hold on. Yo, somebody put that clip up, but then he Googled like hog tie, and he put a copy of all the pictures with like women hog tied with like sexy lingerie on, and he was like, you know what hog tying is.
You know what this is.
That's why you was hog tied, huh?
Filthy motherfucker.
You heard they just came out with another tape. They said they found another tape.
Yeah, somebody in Connecticut or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you sitting on this, B?
Dog, since every woman on these tapes, can they just make the edited version where all the women on the tapes that are of age?
What?
All right. You know when they make a sex tape, when they have celebrity sex tape come out, all they got to do is edit it, take out the women that are underage, and just give us the sex tape.
Nigga, why do you want the R. Kelly sex tape?
Dog, because he hog tying and peeing on people. It got to be some extravagant thing going on.
Now, don't get me wrong. The last one he did with the of age girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was classic bars, nigga.
See,
like you'll never see a good sex tape like that again. Like, yo, when he had his face in her ass and was looking towards the camera, son, like, yo, R. Kelly's a genius, B.
Wait, how do you know that was one of the girls that was of age?
I researched it.
No, you didn't. You don't know. That was the one that was 10.
She was, God damn.
Yeah, so the feds coming for you.
Yo, hey, if that's the case, the feds coming for a lot of people, my nigga. like the world watched that sex tape, son.
No, you know the world was mad different then because them muscles at every flea market across America.
Yo, this is child pornography, my nigga.
Every barbershop.
And niggas is looking for it. Hey, yo, son, you got that R. Kelly sex tape, son? Like, for real.
And everybody who was making their own copies to sell had different covers for them joints.
Yeah. Yo, they was taking different scenes and doing it, B.
Dog, I seen that dude had the 12-play cover on his.
Yo, I had screenshots of that shit.
Dang.
Not screenshots, but, like, I couldn't get the video at first, so I could just find pictures of his face and her ass.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I had that shit on my computer, yo. If the feds would have raided my house, because I was doing some other shit, but that's not important, I'd have been in trouble, B.
Yo, that's how they missed their chance to take down Black America right there.
Yeah. They could have hit everybody's house, son.
Yep, they had us, dog. That's crazy.
Yo, that's bananas, man.
But, like, for real, I feel I don't know how to hog tie people. How would I want to hog tie?
Yo, that was the funniest shit. Like, the video, the more they put out, the funnier it gets.
Yo, how Gayle didn't laugh?
Yo, and Gayle was cracking up in this interview. Don't get it twisted, man. They got a couple of spots in there where Gayle was laughing. How she didn't laugh at that, she's a great journalist, nigga.
Yo, because the way he said it is hilarious.
Hold on, you? He's like a slave. Ah, damn.
Yo, you know the world messed up with, like, no matter how much you cry or anything, you just about to be a joke, dog.
Yo, use a meme, yo. You done took over the Jordan cry face, man.
Yep. That's straight crazy. Up.
That's funny.
So you might as well not even, like, yo, that's what I'm saying, man. Just disappear like Usher did.
Like, I don't know what you wanted to accomplish by doing this interview, but it's definitely not the result you wanted.
Nope.
My nigga, get gone. Yep. Like, yo, you're done. Like, let it go, man.
Usher gave y'all the blueprint, man. Herpes. Like the memes.
When last time you seen Usher?
Yeah, the memes only lasted for, I say, a week and a half.
Yeah.
And after that, it was gone.
Yep.
He never came out with a statement. He never said nothing. And we still ain't seen him yet.
Yep. I don't know where Usher at.
That's what you got to do, man. But when you start coming out and trying to defend and stuff, dog, it just keeps going, dog.
That's when it get worse, man. Like, if you, like, it's, it's some truth to niggas say, if you leave it alone, it'll go away. Mm-hmm. If you try to defend yourself, it gets worse, man.
Yep, they gonna find something else to make a meme.
Hell yeah.
Oh man, that was great though. Yo, 2019 is wild.
Yo, already. Yo, Russell Westbrook.
Yo, why they keep messing with Russy?
Dog, let's not call him. Oh, let's not call him Russy. Yo, okay. Utah has a track record.
Yep.
That arena, that state, whatever, it has a track record, dog. We've seen this shit before, okay? Mm-hmm. Did you see the way this guy played the victim, yo?
Yeah.
Like, yo, that was fucking crazy. The way is it, we were having fun. He was smiling. My wife never got up. You're fucking lying, dog.
And so effortlessly, too.
Yo, like it was nothing, right? But here's the fucked up thing about this whole situation, right? When it came out that this guy was a lying piece of shit racist, the story went away. Mm. They weren't talking about that shit this morning. He got exposed yesterday. Damn. They weren't talking about that shit this morning. Now, but when the situation first happened, Russell has a problem. Uh-huh. Russell needs to contain his anger. You know what I'm saying? This is not the first time we've seen this from Russell Westbrook. Find out this motherfucker is a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. Story's gone. Ain't nobody talking about this fan is an asshole. Utah has a fucking problem. Ain't nobody saying nothing about that. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, Rand Russell ain't taking none of that, dog. Anytime,
yo, for anybody real, he shouldn't have to.
Even when a little kid hit him, like, he ain't none of it.
Yo, so, okay. Everybody, well, not everybody, but some people were talking about, oh, he threatened his wife. He threatened a guy's wife, okay? You should never threaten the violence against a woman. Yeah, whatever, nigga. Look, if you put yourself in a position that you talking shit to me, mm-hmm. I'm going to talk shit to you, yeah. Right? You know, at bottom line, so fuck all that violence against women. Yeah, okay, you shouldn't beat a woman up, but I can say, bitch, I beat your ass if you don't shut up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Yo,
Russell and then, said, look, I'm going to whoop her ass and yo.
Yo, he said, I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
You and your wife.
I'll fuck you up. Yo, you know what I'm saying?
So, like, let's look at it like this, right? You disrespecting me. Uh-huh. That's what I feel. You're disrespecting me, right? So how am I disrespect you? I'm going to disrespect you and your wife. Mm-hmm. Now you got to do something. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So, Russell Westbrook. God damn.
Man, you be struggling saying that, boy.
Russell Westbrook did absolutely nothing wrong. Even when you see, I'm watching ESPN and shit, they're like, he went too far saying something to his wife. No, he didn't.
Nope.
No, he didn't at all. If you in this, look, grown men is talking. If you don't want nothing said to you, don't say nothing. As soon as you said something, which we all know she did, because what are you going to do, right? You know the basketball players can't do nothing to you, yeah. Unless we in Detroit. You know, that's me, you know what I'm saying? So you up there talking. So, hey, you got what you deserve, yo. Shut the fuck up.
Unbelievable.
Yo, that shit was, yo, like, the people, like, man, you can't say that to a woman. Nigga, fuck her.
You and your wife, it's your move now, homie. And you just sitting up there looking stupid.
You know what I'm saying? Stands. You know what I'm saying? What you gonna do, son? Like, yo, I'm gonna talk baddie. You wanna talk? If my talk game is better, then you should have shut up, yo.
For that's real, people dog. On Facebook, dog. You come in and start it, but when I flame broil you,
now you offended?
Yeah, now you the victim.
Yo, like, man, why would you say that? Bitch, please.
This is what roasting is.
Yo, man, you can never be mad at me for my reaction to some fucked up shit you did.
Yeah.
You started this, man. You can't tell me how I'm supposed to react to what you did. If my level's higher than yours, then nigga, you should have stayed in your fucking place. Don't talk to me.
Right. Always. They always. Bro, that joke be killing me.
Every time. Yo, that's how I be every time, man.
Every time.
Yo, like, no, don't get mad at the reaction. Get mad at the motherfucker that started the shit, yo. If he hadn't have did that, I wouldn't have did what I did.
Yep. That's how it worked.
Hell yeah.
Yo, you seen the lady who won the lotto? She paid the pick four.
Nah. But
she brought 10 tickets at the same number, right?
Nah.
Went back. What? She brought 10 tickets at the same number.
Okay.
And the number was 1031.
Okay.
And then when she left, she felt some kind of way. And she said she kept seeing signs and kept seeing these numbers everywhere. Went back to the store and bought 20 more tickets at the same number.
Okay.
She wins. Each ticket was $5,000 per ticket.
Wow.
Because you win. Every ticket you win. It's not like the big lotto.
Yeah.
So that's $150,000 total, dog.
Off of a whim.
Yo, I did. That happened to me like four. What was it? All right. It happened to me in Kansas City at the casino joint. My homegirl lost all her money. And she had one more play left and a 16. I don't know where it came from. It flashed in my head. I said, throw the rest of your money on 16. She got all her money back. It hit 16.
Damn.
One time I was asleep and I seen roulette. I seen myself at a computer because we have on the sports book, you can play like roulette games and stuff, but I never do it because that's, you don't know what they back there doing.
Yeah.
With that.
Hell yeah.
So I was sitting at the computer and I put my money on black and black hit. I woke up, went on the computer, put the money on black and it hit black and I cashed out.
Damn.
The next time it was a NFL game. I was asleep. And I seen myself watching the NFL game, and I seen the final score. I think it was a game. It was the Houston Texans when they was real hot against the Colts, and Houston was favored by like 17 points because that's when the Colts was like mad trash. And I seen the final score, and the Colts whooped their ass. So I put my money on the Colts, won. The next time was Vegas. I never play my birthday on a roulette table. My birthday's the 13th. So I played it. Well, I played it three times, and it didn't hit. But I was like, this last one. Because I was like, it has to hit. Something I seen it hit, it has to hit. So the next one, I doubled up my money. I was going to put, I think, $40 on it. Because I was just putting $10 on the other ones. So I was going to put $40 on it. My phone rang. I stepped back from the table and it hit.
Damn.
But like it happened so random, dog. Like I can't never predict it or nothing.
Yeah.
So that's something like this lady had to happen to her. For you to buy 10 tickets and go back later and buy 20 more.
Of the same number?
Yeah, it had to be the same scenario.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's crazy. Now I just need to see some lotto numbers.
Yeah. Well, that's like I was going to play matter of fact, here's the fucked up thing, right? Mm-hmm. So every morning I got the alarm clock that shines the numbers up on the wall.
Yeah.
Right? So every morning I roll over and look up at the ceiling and I see the numbers. This morning it was 448.
Mm-hmm.
On my delivery route, we go to the house, the number's 448. I was like, nigga, I should play this number. I should play this goddamn number, son. I ain't do it. I'm going to watch the lottery tonight and see if 448 hit. If it do, I'm going to break something in my house.
Did you break something?
No, I ain't checked the numbers yet.
Oh, man. Oh, it's today?
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. That happened today.
Oh, why you ain't play it?
I don't know. I got off work too goddamn late, I guess.
Oh, you got quiet like you was about to, you know, say you had the grand finale coming up. I'm like, you just went ghost on us. What happened? Yeah, but what's crazy is this happened like three more different times to me.
Yeah.
But now I'm at the point where I'm kind of tricking myself out because I'm like, did I just try to see this number?
Yeah. Yeah, or, you know, sometimes,
you know what I'm saying? Just,
like, you put it in your head that, yeah, and shit happened.
Yeah, so now it's kind of like, I don't know. But I know, like, when the dream ones, yo, they be real. Because I'd be, like, really watching the game and seeing the scores. Like, the scores don't come out the exact same, but the whoever was winning comes out as the winner. So next time this happens, I'm going all in, dog. All
right, I'm looking at the numbers now, and 448 ain't nothing.
Oh, okay.
I feel better now.
You would have just hung up the podcast. Like,
I just turned this shit off.
Yeah, but that's crazy, dog. At least, you know what I'm saying, tell somebody else too. Hey, play this just in case.
Yeah, just in case, nigga.
Don't just take your, get you 20 more. Let me know.
No.
Oh, did I tell y'all when I told my mom the lottery numbers and she didn't play them and it hit?
Nah.
Yeah, I was little. I was like 11 or 12. And we was at Pizza Hut. And I used to watch them play lotto numbers. And I was like, play 187 tonight. And they just ignore me. You know what I'm saying? Cuban BB. And they was mad at me when it hit. Like, how you mad at me? What else am I supposed to do?
Yeah, like, why are you mad at me? I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that don't make sense. Why are you mad at me?
Yo, can you name three foods, clothing, a style, anything that's specific to one region or one city?
Name anything specific to one region?
Yeah, because I'm tired of people up right here, like, when people be like, oh, man, cornbread and ribs. Oh, no, that's a South thing. Like, every time somebody say that, it's never a South thing. Like, everything somebody has said is a something, we've done it growing up in Missouri.
Yeah. That, I had a conversation before, like, Texas is not known for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you think about it, what comes out of Texas?
Texas toast?
Nigga.
Cause I see, all right, this is where I see this from. On Twitter earlier, somebody put up a picture of a egg and sausage and bacon sandwich with jelly on it.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, this is crazy. This gotta be a South thing, because ain't nobody doing this.
Nigga, they do that everywhere.
Yeah, dude was like, yo, I'm in New York. I've been doing that since I was little. I'm from the Midwest. I've been doing that since I was little. Like, everybody, nigga, do that.
Nigga, they do that at McDonald's.
I'm tired of people doing about this, dog. Like, it's getting old.
Like, okay, let's see. A region, I would say the hot dog with, like, the onions and pickles and tomatoes and dumb shit on it, that's Chicago, a Chicago dog.
But I grew up doing that.
Nigga, you grew up close to Chicago.
But I wasn't in Chicago.
But you grew up close to it.
That
it filters
nothing.
Down.
I know
it filters down,
in Chicago. And I ain't see nobody else do it.
That's okay. Something else.
It got to be something. Now, okay, I'll give them I'll give Chicago the deep dish joint with the
deep dish pizza. Yeah,
with
yeah,
the what you call it, where it got like not sausage pieces, but a whole sheet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah. I ain't seen that nowhere.
Yeah,
just every topping is a sheet.
I can't even say the thin pizza in New York. Like, that's a New York thing now, but them niggas ain't invent pizza.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
it's got to be something, like, crazy extravagant. Like, New York, a lot of people wear Tim's in New York, but Tim's was everywhere.
Yeah, Tim's is everywhere. I don't know, man. Yo, but, like, we would have to talk to people and see what they say, because I remember a nigga telling me from D.C. that nigga, D.C. nigga was a nigga that started cuffing their pants. I said, nigga, what?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, cuffing, nah. Yo, did niggas in Chicago start tight rolling their pants first?
I seen my boy from North Carolina showed me that.
Yeah. But then, all right, so when we start thinking about shit.
I know one.
What's up?
That Mambo sauce from D.C.
DC, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have no Madame Mambo sauces.
Ain't no telling, because, like, okay, you know Steppin', right? Steppin' is a Chicago thing.
Mm-hmm.
They say that shit started in Alabama.
What?
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And something like Mardi Gras is in Louisiana, but they also say it started in Alabama.
Mm.
Yeah, right, but I, you know what I'm saying? Like, it depends on who you talk to, man. Like, I don't know nothing that's regional. Like, nowhere but there.
But Chicago, they got their own sauce, too. I forgot what it's called.
I know. Okay.
And they fight over who had the sauce first.
I can give you some Kansas City shit.
What you got?
Yo, Gates barbecue sauce.
But that's a sauce. Everybody has sauces, though.
Yo, but there is no sauce I've ever seen or tasted like Gates. Barbecue, like, most of barbecue sauce we get is thick.
Mm-hmm.
Gates barbecue sauce is watery and peppery than a motherfucker.
Mm.
And Gates barbecue is nowhere else but Kansas City.
Oh, okay.
Now, the sauce goes to certain stores, but the barbecue, you can only get it in Kansas City.
Mm. All right.
Oh, and Brothers Barbecue.
Where that at?
In Neville, nigga.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to John and Justin, man.
No, but that don't count, though.
Why?
Because it's a whole bunch of different, like, local
places. It's the only spot.
Yeah,
it's the
only spot. Mom and pop joints. Like, you could do that all day, though. Like, so hey, like, LA gonna be like, hey, Chico Taco, nah, hey, boy.
I'm just trying to plug my niggas. That's all.
You stupid. You ate there before?
Hell yeah.
They still got it?
Yes, it's still pumping.
Oh, okay.
And yo, it's really good, man. Like, no, it's really good. Hell yeah.
It's still out there, like, on the spur going to the base?
Yeah. It's still in the same spot.
I wanted to try it out, but I ain't never been back since they opened it.
Oh, yo, you got to go, man. Like, when the last time I went to the crib, we like basically had them niggas cater the party.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And man, that shit was good. Like, nigga, the ribs was so good I had to hide something. Like, Leo, like, I'm dead ass, my nigga. I had to hide the motherfuckers or I wouldn't have got no more.
Dang. Yeah, when I go there, I gotta buy one of everything.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, they be having, like, they got some kind of sandwich, man. They got everything that they got in their little store on it.
Oh, word?
Yeah, like, it's fucking crazy.
Dang, that's nuts.
Hell yeah.
Let's go to sports, dog. There's a lot going on right now with the free agency in NFL.
Yo! Cleveland?
Yo, how did that happen, dog? That, like, just came out of nowhere.
Dog, they doing too much.
Yo, the Giants fans was at a loss. Every Giants fan I seen was baffled.
Come on, son.
And I loved it.
Yo, we saw this coming.
I didn't see this coming.
Dog, they've been tired of Odell a long time, son.
Yeah, but it's a lot of teams that's tired of a star, but he just too good.
Yeah, but yo,
and
look, come
he's,
on,
he's not an aging. This nigga like 22.
Yo, but look, the Giants make bad decisions, man. Eli should have been gone.
Dog, they got rid of everybody but Eli.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga's trash.
Yeah, the first person that should have been gone, they still got
Eli. Dog, they got rid of their coach. Coughlin been gone.
They got rid of half the defense.
Eli is trash. That is really the only problem the Giants had.
Yeah,
was Eli Manning, son, and they keeping this nigga. And get rid of yo star.
Did you see all the defensive players they got rid of too?
No, I ain't, man. I've been at work all day.
Dog, they got rid of damn near everybody. I couldn't. I was so happy, but I still couldn't believe that. Dog, Odell Beckham and Landry.
Come on, son.
Dog,
Jarvis Landry.
I think Jarvis Landry got better hands than Odell.
Yo, man, them niggas is tripping.
He catches everything you throw up. If it touches his hand, he catching it.
Dog.
And now you got dog. And you got, yo, Baker. He can scramble. When Baker starts scrambling, you in hella trouble because you got these two niggas in the back that can run, get away from anybody, and they go catch what he throw up. And he throws the ball down the field. He got like over 10 long bomb touchdowns, and he didn't even play a full season. Dog, it's about to be a problem.
And them niggas both went to Cleveland.
Cleveland's defense kept them in every game this year.
Come on, dog.
Dog, Cleveland is about... Cleveland was a field goal away from beating New Orleans in New Orleans. They missed the field goal against the Steelers in the first game of the season.
Every game they lost, they almost won.
Yeah, and half of them was the kicker's fault because he missed the kick to win it.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, dog, I'm still not convinced.
Dog, they got a new kicker too.
Baker Mayfield, Kareem Hunt.
I forgot about that.
Duke Johnson, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, and David Juco.
Njuko.
I feel like the N might be silent.
No, it's Njuko. And they got one of the first round, top defense player. What's his name?
Njoku?
What's the defense player dude name?
Njuku? Yo, like, I'm fucked up right now on this nigga's last name.
We're over that. Dang, I can't remember the defense dude they got. It's in like a business casual name or something.
Business casual. I think it was Bret Harper.
Yeah, it's like that. But he black. Man, I'm looking this up.
I think it was business casual.
Cleveland Browns defense.
Yo, this nigga's name is really fucking me up, nigga. Njoku?
Depth charts.
That nigga gotta be Nigerian, son.
Miles Garrett.
Miles, I don't know. Oh, shit, for real?
Yeah.
Nigga, damn.
Dog, they are about to be a problem. Like I told y'all on Facebook, I'm officially a Cleveland Browns fan.
I'm still not impressed.
What more do you want from them?
Yo, they got to show and prove, son.
They just showed you last year.
No, it's still Cleveland. Nigga, they still had a losing record.
Duh.
They had a losing record and a tie, my nigga.
They got rid of all of the, all that baggage.
Yo, we going to see.
The coach gone, too.
What a coach is trash. Yo, I got to see. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not going. Yeah, this shit look good on paper. It truly does. Them niggas got a squad. It's still fucking Cleveland, man.
Nah, man, Cleveland out here, man. They got the NBA championship. Now they've got to get the NFL championship. I'm taking the Bruins, though.
Curse on Cleveland.
LeBron broke that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did when he brought the championship there.
Look at Cleveland now.
Yeah, look at them now. They got an all-star squad.
Yo, look at the Cavaliers. Them niggas won two games this year.
I'm Cleveland all day, dog. Matter of fact, I shouldn't have got rid of my Cleveland gear.
Get you a Browns jersey.
I had a Browns t-shirt to match my Tim's, but I wish I still had it now.
Yeah, did you burn it?
No, I don't know what I did with it. Antonio Brown to the Buffalo. He escaped their Buffalo Bills deal. Oh, I know he was sweating.
Went to the Raiders.
Yo, I don't know why Raiders fans so hype. Y'all are going to be super trash still.
Yo, y'all act like y'all ain't had good shit last year, son.
Yeah, y'all gave up y'all whole team. Now y'all just added Antonio Brown.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, Khalil Mack, B?
Yeah, that was stupid.
And he balled out in Chicago, son.
Balled out.
Yo, y'all act like it's going to be different. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck who you get there, my nigga. It's come on, son. It's not gonna be different, man.
Hey, it's gonna be like the Lakers with LeBron. Super trash. You just got LeBron.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas gonna be making excuses, yo. like you've been doing. Yo, ain't nothing changed except y'all got rid of y'all best defensive player. Mm-hmm. And y'all was still trash.
Y'all got rid of y'all other receiver. Your number one receiver.
Come on. Oh. What's Buddy's name?
For who?
For the receiver they got rid of.
Oh,
Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
I seen some Raiders fans. Mm-hmm. Oh man, he on the downslide anyway. That nigga went to Dallas and showed his monkey ass. That nigga went on the downside of shit. Y'all niggas is trash. That's all it was, man.
Duh, he like 25. They talk about he on the downside, and they added a 30-year-old receiver.
Yo, Vinny and Ron LaRon, man. I know y'all gonna hit this. Them niggas is trash, man. Just deal with it, man. Super Bowl. Y'all say Super Bowl every year. And y'all say in the Super Bowl is the closest y'all get to the Super Bowl. let it go, man.
Yo, David Irvin, he was about to get suspended by the Cowboys for weed. And he went on there and solidified his retirement with a blunt on Instagram Live.
Dick.
Yeah, I watched the whole video. And he was like,
yo, Al, you know, Smith was in the room too.
Who was?
You remember Alton Smith? The other nigga that did the video. Yeah, it was like they don't know it's me.
Oh, no, this one. He was right in front of the camera with a blunt, smoking it, saying, this is my official retirement. He was like, at first I was like, man, this dude dumb for that. Then I was like, nah, I feel him. Because he was like, so you telling me I could pump all these toxic pills into me that y'all prescribe, but something that works from the earth, I can't do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was like, man, I'm 25 years old. I ain't about to keep killing myself. He's like, we in a car wreck every play, and I'm supposed to keep killing myself for this? He was like, there's a million other things I could do. Football ain't my only option.
Yo, he got money.
But he said, I've been in the league 5 years, and I ain't seen a million yet.
Damn.
Yep. So I was like, first thing you have to do is sell that house, because this house was luxurious.
Yeah, like, nah, you got to get rid of that. Put it on auction right now.
Yeah, you got to start packing today, B.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is nuts.
How you been in the 5 years mutilating your fucking body, B? On the inside and the outside, son.
You see how they doing D-Law right now? They number one pass rusher. They just put him on another, what you call it? Where they put you on that thing where they ain't got to pay you, but you can't leave.
Oh, like injured reserve or some shit like that?
No, they franchise tag.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they tagged him again, dog.
Man, yo, modern day slavery, dog.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is, man. They just ain't telling you that.
And then the Cowboys so stupid. They never got money to buy nobody because they starve out all the players, and then they put the franchise tag on you till they can't no more, and then they overpay the quarterbacks. They overpaid Romo so they couldn't pay nobody else. After he showed you 10 years in a row that he couldn't get no advance, Dak ain't it. I think they already paid him something stupid. And in every free agency, when all these players are open, they can't pick nobody else up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're going to be trash forever, dog. It's over. So if y'all wasn't fans, if y'all was a fan in the 90s, I'm sorry. Y'all missed all the Super Bowls you're going to see.
Yep.
Le'Veon Bell, a Jet, they ain't going to be nothing. I don't know why the Jet fans hype.
Fucking Jets, man.
It's the Jets.
It's just like Cleveland.
Nah, Cleveland different.
No.
The Jets is the Patriots whooping boys.
Hell yeah.
So that's going to continue. Jose Canseco says Jeter's cheating on
Yo, this bitch ass nigga, man.
Cheating on J-Lo with his ex-wife.
Yo. I'm so tired of Jose Canseco.
Yo, he's ditching on everybody.
Yo, nigga, yo, that nigga is Tekashi 6ix9ine, man. Like, for real. My nigga, what the fuck?
All right, look. This I had a question, right? Let's say you and your wife get a divorce. Would you be mad if one of your homeboys start messing with her?
No.
Why would look, I don't understand. I thought you was going to say yeah. I don't understand why you getting mad when something, it's old news to you now. You've been through it a million times. Obviously, if y'all ain't together no more, you don't want her.
Yeah, Nick, it's been 20 years. It's been 20 years, my nigga. You still mad about her?
I don't get it.
You've been married again. Yo, like, first of all, son, if you've been married and divorced, apparently y'all don't have a good relationship, right? Yeah. For you to say you was over her house when A-Rod called, nigga, I don't believe that.
Nope.
Y'all don't have a good relationship. First, y'all got divorced, so shit is fucked up. Y'all been divorced for 20 years. Why the fuck is she still talking to you, my nigga? It wouldn't happen. So that's bullshit. And then you say in your book, you and A-Rod were smashing her together.
What?
Cause you was on them steroids and your dick wouldn't work.
So he let A-Rod hit?
Look, man, he said, this is in his book. He knew that A-Rod was plotting on his wife because they would work out together. Mm-hmm. And he come over there and A-Rod would take his shirt off and oil up with his wife in the room and have his wife put oil on him.
Shut up.
Right? And then he say he be stretching the massive erection in front of his wife.
Yo, this dude lying.
Dog, nigga. We already know this nigga's a liar, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, from the steroid shit, like, yo, you's a lying ass nigga, man. Like, come on, dog. Jose Canseco's a fucking joke. Me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, why you care if A-Rod cheat on J-Lo anyway? Ain't none of your fucking business, man.
Jose Canseco just snitching because he finished.
Yo, for real. Like, no, that shit is ridiculous, man.
Yo,
shit came up, I was like, what? You had a what?
I had a dude in high school tell me he felt some kind of way when I start messing with a girl that he used to mess with.
Nigga, why?
Y'all, it's like, do people think they own people? Like, is this property or something? And he had a new girlfriend.
Yeah. See, that's the shit I be talking about right there. You didn't moved on, B. You know what I'm saying? You obviously don't care about her no more. Why are you worried about what I'm doing with her? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't understand people's mind frame sometimes, man. Like, that shit be crazy.
You know, people are mad weirdos, man.
Yo, like, I called my man. A girl he was dating, he loved her. Mm-hmm. They broke up. She wanted the business. So I called him. Like, look, man, your girl over here, she trying to get this work. Mm-hmm. How you feel about it? Oh, man, go ahead. Word. It's that simple, bro.
Yeah.
If you mad, why you mad?
Yeah, what are you mad for?
Why you mad, nigga?
You don't owe nobody.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a billion people on this planet.
You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, even if y'all was together, there's still nothing you could do about it if she wanted to give it to somebody else.
Right.
So why, nigga, why is you mad?
Like, you just gonna be mad, dog.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. Yo, like, you can't own a person.
Yeah, people be wilding, dog. We got history.
Yo, no matter how you feel about a person, you can't own them.
Yeah.
Yo, you can hold on to the memory. Had that. You know what I'm saying?
But, had that. But she better have this.
Yo, she's about to get all of this.
Yeah. I'm
gonna put my finger up.
Like, she wants something new, B.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you wasn't getting the job done, son. That's all I'm saying.
Yo, remember your boy Robert Kraft was found at that massage parlor that was doing human trafficking?
Yeah, I ain't heard too much about that lately.
The founder of the massage parlor, she in the bio to get the jobs, she was offering girls access to Donald Trump for networking opportunities.
Yo.
And this was like before he was president.
Wow.
So they was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get you in the bed with these dudes. And yay, wherever y'all could take it to, business opportunity.
Yo, they said that Robert Kraft wasn't the biggest name on that list.
That could have been Trump, dog.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And then look, when have ever in the history of any story when they'll just say wasn't the biggest name on the list, but not tell you who that was?
Yeah. Oh, that's coming out.
Yeah, they never do that.
Yeah, believe that. That's coming out. Ain't no confidentiality in this. Yo, but again, I also say, why is y'all billionaires out here paying for bottom of the barrel skanks, man?
That is crazy.
Now, yo, you paying for hand jobs, B. You're a billionaire, my nigga.
Billionaire.
Come on, dog. $1,000 is nothing to you. That'll get you a good escort, B.
Dog, you could fly in the baddest from Brazil.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, why is you niggas out here at a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida, nigga?
At a little strip ball.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, B. These niggas wilding, man.
Yo, we glossed over that where they're trying to exhume Michael Jackson's body for DNA.
Yo, and compare it to what?
Yo, that is crazy.
What DNA did you niggas keep?
Yeah, how does that work? Are they going to, like, scrape his bones or something?
No, no. I understand how they're going to get it from Michael Jackson's bones. I understand that. I'm talking about what y'all got that y'all going to compare this DNA to.
Aren't they going to compare it to the dudes? Oh, you mean
what,
like,
dudes?
Like some cum stains or something?
Yeah. What DNA do y'all have from at least 10 years ago?
Because
he only been dead for 10 years, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Some of the booty.
So what DNA, you know what I'm saying? Like, where did y'all keep this? What do y'all have to compare to say that this is Michael Jackson's DNA?
I don't know. Maybe his sheets from his the bed when he propofol himself.
Come on. What? What?
No, there weren't no kids in those sheets.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like this is from, like, they're like in their 30s now, yo. They said he happened when he was 14.
Damn.
So that's at least 16 years on top of the 10 he been dead.
Oh, maybe he kept his drawers from when he was 14.
Come on, son.
Yeah.
I ain't even got my drawers from yesterday.
He said from yesterday. God. Yeah, that's wild. Your boy Jesse.
Yeah, man.
16 felony accounts.
His name is Justin.
Oh, sorry. Jesse just sounded funnier. You see how seen the video of him walking in the court though yesterday, like Shaft?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, they got a video of him walking in the court.
Nigga had on a leather trench coat.
He had a big trench coat. He had the shades on. No, he ready for war, dog.
Oh, go ahead, Justin.
And they say he didn't
fight
have to
the
be
Nigers.
There. He ain't have to be there for that, but he came anyway.
Nigga showed up anyway.
You know what I'm saying? Got to protect.
I'm here anyway. Fuck these Nigers.
We need a new name for leftovers.
Why?
We got to make leftovers sexy, because the word leftovers turn people off, man.
Right unders?
Nah, all right, I got a few names I wrote down. Right unders.
Okay.
Dang, did I just erase everything? Oh, okay.
God damn.
No. All right, residue. Debris.
Yeah.
Scraps.
Yeah.
Survivors.
These is all names already.
Surplus.
These is all, yeah. Again, these is all words.
Odds and ends.
No.
What about leavings? Yo, I got some leavings in there, cuz.
Yo, that's dope. I got some leavings.
Yo, I like this one, the remnants.
Yeah, remnants, yeah.
What about the remix? Yo, I left a legacy in the kitchen, in the refrigerator.
Yo, it'll call it one more Gins.
Yeah, one more Gins. I like that. Yo, I'm going with the one more Gins, dog.
Yo, let me get something. One more Gin.
One more Gins. I like the Survivors, too.
Yeah, Survivors, yo. Yo, the leavings, yo, that sound like poop.
The leavings. Yeah, man, the one more Gins. I'm going to start. Hey, matter of fact, I'm never using leftovers again. It's one more Gins.
Yo, get some of that one more Gin.
And I'm not black. Yeah, I'm OJ News.
All right, man.
What?
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
You seen Young Thug upload the video of him wearing a Gucci blackface hoodie?
I didn't know Young Thug was still alive.
Yeah, he put the video on his Instagram with the blackface hoodie. We done out here, bro.
Yo, this nigga. Yeah, man. Like, I think, like now this shows this nigga just does shit for attention.
Yo, all niggas do stuff for attention. We done out here.
Yeah. All right, man, check it out. There's a debate on the interweb.
Uh-oh.
Rank these in best to worst. Cheetos, Fritos, Doritos, Cool Ranch Doritos, Barbecue Lays, and Original Lays. Mm-hmm. Do you need a picture of it?
Nope. I got Doritos, Cool Ranch Doritos, Barbecue Lays. Was it regular Fritos?
Yeah, just the regular Fritos.
And what was the other one?
Doritos, Cool Ranch, Cheetos.
Oh, hold up.
Yeah, see, that's why I'm going to send you a picture so you can look at them.
I got Cheetos third.
So, Doritos, Cool Ranch, then Cheetos.
Then Cheetos. And then, them barbecue Lays be hitting, though.
Yeah, they do.
Barbecue Lays, then I'll throw Fritos, then regular Lays.
All right, let me see.
How you had it?
I got to find my list. What I do with it? Because I had to take a picture. Like, I really had to think about this shit.
I just don't like the Lays would be on higher, but they just too thin.
Yeah, and salty as fuck. Where my shit go?
Them Doritos be busting, though.
Yeah, they do. Where the hell is...
And I don't like the Cheeto cleanup.
Yeah, oh, no, I love licking my fingers with Cheetos on. All right, so I went Cheetos first. Cheetos, Doritos, Cool Ranch Doritos, Barbecue Lays Fritos.
Oh, okay. I had a girl tell me I'm bugging and that Fritos is the best chip in the world.
Chili cheese Fritos, yes. Regular corn chips, nigga, hell no.
Nigga, her feet gotta stink if she think
the best in the world. If she likes them like that, yeah. Hell yeah. Yo, you got the run over feet.
what was the main census of the list online?
I didn't put it online. I'm gonna do it later.
No, I mean like it was a debate online. What was the
most? Oh, people? Nigga, no, they was just arguing.
Oh,
yeah, and it was just everybody list was different, man. But I'm gonna put it on the Get That Yo page and see what everybody was like. So everybody listen to this. What's y'all list? Well, y'all, y'all gonna probably go to the page and do it, so I'll do it on there.
Occasionally, when dropping the kids off at the pool, I like to sit on the stool. Then I crank up Forget That Yo podcast and prolong my adventure.
Did you see the big uproar that happened like what, a day ago?
Mm-mm.
Man, somebody took YBNJ. I think that's his name, YBNJ. They took his chain and they beat him up, and they recorded the video.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jay Prince, that's one of Jay Prince artists.
Oh, really? Okay.
So Jay Prince put the video on his page, and he put the names of the people who jumped him.
Oh, shit.
And he put, he said, I'm making a call right now. I need that chain back, and I need every last dime y'all took out of his pocket. And it was some dudes in New York, and he tagged everybody from the Bronx, like Cardi B, Fat Joe.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it was a bunch of young dudes in there like, man, who this nigga this? Get out of here, old nigga. That's New York. We don't fold for nobody. And what's up?
Is that OG snitching though?
That's what they were saying. Like, yo, he's snitching. You can't be snitching. You put all this out. Look, I don't care what he doing. All I'll say it is, y'all better have that money and that chain. Or they gonna come out too good for y'all, B.
Hell yeah.
Because there was other dudes, they was being mad disrespectful. Like, the dudes put a video up, they didn't show their face, but they was talking, because somebody was like instigating, like, yo, but Jay Prince said he want that chain. And it's like, hey, he can, they was just all saying mad disrespectful stuff. I ain't about to repeat. But how you think this is going to play out? You think he going to get that chain back?
No.
You don't think he's gonna get
it? Yo, these niggas don't care, bro. These young niggas don't care about that shit, man.
Yo, they don't care, but it's a lot of people that do.
Yo, the days of your name meaning something is fucking over, dog. These young niggas out here don't care about none of that shit, yo. If they cared about how Jay Prince felt about some shit, they wouldn't have beat that nigga up.
But did you see the video of them? Remember the video we played of that chick and them all them dudes talking about Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
And remember the part two, the video that came out?
Yeah.
Mr. Snoop Dogg, we apologize. We didn't know. We're sorry. That's about to happen.
Come on, son. That was that Whoa Vicky chick, son. Hey, don't nobody believe that bullshit. That bitch thinks she thick.
Yo, that's what about to happen to these young boys, dog. Because whether they respect it or not, the mob ties is out there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And he said this mob thing don't go straight to Houston. This is everywhere. And I'm putting the call out right now. So I think all them dudes' head gonna be on the platter by Wednesday.
They might be.
That's crazy.
But do that mean niggas from the Bronx got to do something?
You mean like, well, he said the friends and the family of this dude, we just need the information.
Yeah.
So if you know him, y'all better talk to him.
That don't mean it's going to happen, though.
But then again, why would he, dog, if something does happen, he in trouble.
Hell yeah.
You can't put that out there like that. And then something they end up missing, and then they come.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, so
like, how do you get out of that one?
You don't.
Wouldn't he be brought up on charges?
I did. Hell yeah, he's gonna be brought up on charges. I didn't make them do it. Yeah, you kind of did.
Yo, the world get wild, bro. I don't understand this. I don't understand hip hop, dog. Like, why is hip hop so hostile now? Why are we like this?
Nigga, I really don't know, man. Like, I really tried to think of why these niggas act like this.
Like, it's like, if everything was normal and there was no slavery, okay, I could see. But when you look at the history where we came from, like, the supremacists don't even have to do anything.
Yeah, nah, man, we doing it ourselves.
Dog, this weekend there was 120 shootings and 80 murders of black people in Chicago.
God damn.
What?
God damn, son.
Why are we so mad at each other, dog? Over some music?
God damn.
Like, it's really, it's crazy. I'm glad Martin Luther King ain't here, dog. He ain't need
to. Yo, man. All our black leaders that was worth something, I'm glad they ain't here to see this shit.
Dog, can you imagine, like, after all they went through, to have some young niggas like, man, fuck them old niggas, man.
Yo, this, for real.
This ain't civil rights era no more. Like, you know, yo, that'd saying? Be so, like, disrespectful, dog.
Nigga, I got money. You know what I'm saying?
Like, man, fuck your dream, Martin Luther. They tagging them and everything on Instagram, dog.
That'd be so terrible.
Yeah, I guess everything happened for a reason. They had to get him up. God was like, we had to get him up out of here, man, because it's going to get bad later.
Yeah, man. They don't need to see what's about to happen.
All right, I'm about to get up out of here, man. You got anything?
Nah, man, I'm good right now.
All right.
I got to go to work tomorrow, nigga.
Ooh, we got busy. All right, I got one this or that for y'all. And I'm going to beat the hay. Is that how you say it? Hit the hay?
Don't be, you said beat the hay. Oh, that sounds like masturbation.
Beat the hay? This or that? All right. Jump out a moving train or a moving boat. That's right. What you got? You there?
No, wait. Say it again.
Jump out a moving train or a moving boat.
Yeah, nah. Say that again.
You don't hear me? Yo, testy, 1, 2, 3.
I got you. You?
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. He don't hear me, dog.
I hear you, nigga.
Well, you gonna answer the mother question?
I got a poor connection.
Oh, it's going in and out?
I think it's angry. Yeah.
Well, since he can't hear me.
All right, there we go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me that train.
Jump out of a train. Why not the boat?
Because I can't swim.
I want to see you in the
and
water.
Being that this is that, I got to believe that boat is in the middle of the fucking ocean.
Yeah, I'm jumping on a moving train too because I feel like I could break my fall by jumping into somebody standing on the rail on the side.
I feel like I could tuck and roll.
Oh, you boy, you rolling the ground. You about to, all your skin about to be ate up, filleted.
Hey, man, niggas survive road rash every day, B.
All right, one more. A boxer gorilla with boxing gloves on or a mad Mike Tyson?
Give me that fucking gorilla.
Yeah, let me get the gorilla because they ain't got that accuracy.
Yo, I saw that video, son.
Oh, you seen it?
Yeah, man. Good God. Good God, man. Yeah. That dude is a monster, son.
Monster gang. Yo, we out, man. You know what I'm saying? Forget that your radio episode 224. Not kidding, though. You know what I'm saying? We out here. Hit us up. Leave a message, voicemail. Everybody rocking with us. Rock with us, man. We doing it big. You know what I'm saying? Not small. You know what I'm saying? All right.
All right. Eat a booty gang, man.
Nah.
Peace.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
Hey, listen. To any and everybody who got an opinion about me, especially the motherfucking negative opinion about me, guess what? Your motherfucking opinion don't matter. As long as I don't respond to you, you can't motherfucking win. You can never motherfucking win. Only way you can win is if I entertain your bullshit. You remember back in the day when you was a little bitty boy, you used to be on the playground, and you tell motherfucker, nah, 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 boo, boo, suck your mama titty. Yeah, that's what I'm motherfucking telling anybody who got a negative opinion about me. Nah, 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 boo, boo, suck your mama titty. You can't win, man.
Forget that, yo.